Blog Talk Radio.
Movement, this kingdom lyricist movement,
commandment, Lord God, that thou hast touched in these last days to be a sound in the earth realm to those who are still trapped out in the streets, Lord God. Let somebody be touched tonight, Lord God, and let somebody gain an understanding of the movement, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare, we decree, we're in agreement by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. I'll be coming from the scripture for tonight. It's Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4 reads, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. My God, for we which have believed do enter, I feel the Holy Ghost, do enter into the rest as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundations of the world. For he," verse 4, "spake in a certain place of the seventh day," my God, "on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works," my God, my God. I just read Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1. Amen, amen, through 4, amen. And I just challenge you to read that whole chapter. Catch the revelation as we joining into a new season, amen. God is just raising up the Lords of the Sabbath. He wants us to manifest rest everywhere we go, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. So I just bless God for the reading of his holy word. If you did not join us last weekend, amen, shout out to Annetta Williams, amen, Buffalo, New York, amen, all the saints that tuned in last week. We had a record-breaking week last Sunday on the broadcast, amen. Shut the broadcast down. I think we had all of New York and probably the whole East Coast called in last weekend. So we thank you for being joined with us again. Shout out to that woman of God. Go out and get her CD. It's called A Work in Progress, Annetta Williams, amen. Got some worship bangers on there, got some praise bangers on there, in the name of Jesus Christ, so definitely cop that. Also, special shout-out to Warfield Records, EMG, Warfield Records, Roddy SP, Bolo down there, Cadillac, shout-out to them. And also shout-out to Prince Redeem down there in Florida. Also, shout-out to GOE and everybody who's tuning in via Internet, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, as we bring forth this man of God, I met him by the anointing. Amen. God hooked this thing up. It wasn't any of our doing, but God set this thing in order. Amen. He's a man of God. He's a father. He's a husband. He's serious about the things of God. God has raised him up to take the things of God seriously. He's very distinguished on how he presents the gospel in the gospel rap form. Let's be clear. It's no glitz, no glamour. It's just straight up realism. And his love for God shows on the lyrics, amen. He approaches it from a kingdom standpoint. He allowed the power of God's working power on the inside to flow into his music. So I bring forth at this time on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program, all the way from Ohio onto the Kingdom Voices broadcast, I bring forth my brother, man of God, St. William. Saint, what's going on?
How you doing? Grace and peace.
Grace and peace, man. I know you a busy man of God, man. I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us on this broadcast, man. Just for those who don't know about you, man, because I understand, man, you was a soldier in Uncle Sam's Army, am I right?
Yes, sir. I was in the Marine Corps. I did 4 years. You know, now was, you know, now civilian life.
Amen, amen. Because I know how my soldier brothers like, look, there's a difference, Faith, between a soldier and a Marine. Let's get it right. There's a difference, okay? But you went from being a soldier in Uncle Sam's in his Marine Corps, amen, to being on the army of the Lord Jesus Christ, spitting doves and honey. Explain that, how that came to be.
Well, you know, I joined the Marine Corps, man, by accident, and, you know, I did my time, man, and learned a lot of discipline. You know, all along it was God just preparing me, you know what I'm saying, just for ministry, to do his work, you know what I'm saying, a lot of things I went through, Afghanistan and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, it was just all from where I'm at now, came full circle, and, you know, actually received Christ again, you know, growing up in the church, received, you know, backsliding, I received him again while I was in. And my first pastor in North Carolina, he was actually a retired Marine, and he just took me under his wing, and the rest is history, man. Just God, you know, just God over everything after that.
Wow, wow. So explain, like, you used to do secular realm music, right? You used to do, like, hip-hop on that level.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So explain to those, you know, because we got people who are out in the street doing their thing. You know, it's a season for everything. Let's just keep it real. Everybody ain't safe. But we have people listening in that go through things. I'm talking about, explain the transition, how you came from just the working powers of God, how you brought it from there over to the kingdom.
Well, you know, I went by, when I was rapping out there, I was going by Zillionaire, and I actually, you know what I'm saying, was doing shows down in North Carolina at different clubs, and actually sold 1,000 CDs by myself, and my car broke down, and I didn't have no money, man. My checks was kind of slow. I was paying child support, and money was just, you know what I'm saying, I had to sell my CDs. And so, you know what I'm saying, just coming in that world, and then when I received Christ, because God was just tugging at me the whole, like, 2011 year, but I knew I was going to get saved, but I was just like, I don't know when, because I still was in my sin. I didn't want to let things go. So when I received Christ, man, he didn't even tell me to quit rapping. I just gave it. I said, Lord, I'm going to quit for you because it's yours. So I quit for a whole year, and I just went through the Bible like 3 or 4 times, and I just renewed my mind, you know what I'm saying, and just transformed, you know, to a man of God from being in the world. And he just gave it back to me a year later, and he put it back in me. And it's just been a blessing ever since.
What's some of the hardest things that you found being not only a man of God, but just a Christian rapper?
Some of the hardest things, you know, maybe, like, you know, that, you know, because now I got my new album, Doves and Honey, out, and you know, when people know you saved, because sometimes I don't even have to tell people I'm saved. They can just, some people know, like, they see your walk. You know, my grandpa always told me, man, you don't even got to witness to people. Sometimes you witness with them with your life, what you do. People watch, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to the bar. You're not doing certain things. You're praying, and you always saying, God bless you. You're always talking about God and stuff, and Jesus Christ, lifting him up with the Holy Spirit inside of you, proclaiming Jesus. So, yeah, that was a must.
Okay. So we about to get into this first song, right? Now, ladies and gentlemen, Saints of the Most High God, I want you to be clear. This song here, I bumped this religiously. You know, once I come out of my worship listening to that Anetta Williams, amen, I'm going into this right here, this awesomeness, this track called Awesomeness. Now, me playing this track, I feel like it's one of the few gospel rap tracks that I felt like is really paying homage. It almost has a certain worship element to it, strangely.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want people to get confused. They be like, well, worship, how is that possible? But it's coming out of his spirit. If you listen to the song, I mean, that's what I got out of it. What was it like doing that song?
Oh, man, it came from a vision I had while I was in church, at my church in North Carolina. It was a small church, and every Sunday the pastor would have everybody come up to the altar, and we hold hands, and we'll just, you know, shout out prayer requests. And, you know, one day the Spirit would just, you know, was just like, no, we're not going to do that. Everybody just, music was playing, and we just started all getting on our faces. So I seen my brother, man, he was on his face, and then I just had a vision of him standing. It was like the floor was the top of the sky, and God's feet was at the top of the sky. Like the sky stopped at God's feet. I can't explain. It was just the top of the star. It stopped. Like we look in space, look in the sky, but it was an ending at that, and it was God's feet right there at the top of the sky. I don't know to explain it. He was just worshiping, and I was just looking at God's feet, and I was crying just looking at his feet. I couldn't even pick myself up to look at his body, because it was awesomeness just looking at his feet alone. It was just giving me in the worship that I was like, wow, look at his feet. It was just making me go crazy in my vision. And when I heard this beat, man, I was just like, awesome. Like, God is just awesome, man. It's just awesomeness, you know what I'm saying? And then it came from that vision, and I was just want to just really talk about the awesomeness of God and just how we need to just meditate on him, man. He's the only thing that matters. And we just come to him in spirit and truth.
Amen. This is the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. St. Woods, why don't you go ahead and bring in this song, Awesomeness?
Hey, how y'all doing today? My name is St. Woods, and this is possibly the fourth video for the album Doves and Honey. It's called Awesomeness. Feel free, you know, send a comment, and I hope you enjoy it. God bless you.
You heard it here first.
Meditating, focused on this awesomeness. Tears is in my eyes because this holiness is awesomeness. Presence is like heaven, got me so turned up, turned up. We run away, he never leaves, he's always there. I feel his breeze, these hard times make me wanna grieve. I'ma hold on, I'ma keep the faith, I'ma finish well, gonna win the race, I'ma skip hell, I need his grace. The enemy stay in my face, tryna cause harm up in my place. Throwing darts, can't see the trace. My God is there, my God is great. He never lose, he blows away. He don't lie, does what he say. I'm meditating on his awesomeness. Tears is in my eyes because his holiness is awesomeness. Presence is like heaven, got me so turned up, turned up. Now you wonder why I'm saying this. Look into my heart, but oops, you can't, he ain't revealing this. Love is overwhelming me, his awesomeness is so turned up, turned up. I'm blowing up my doubts, I'm blowing up these chains, I'm blowing up this pain, I'm soaking up this rain, cause joy is what I claim, and peace is what I gain. I deny this old flesh, now my kids gon' be blessed. I rebuke all this stress. This life is all a test, so it's no need to flex, cause eternal life is next. I'm meditating on his awesomeness. Tears is in my eyes because his holiness is awesomeness. Presence is like heaven, got me so turned up, turned up. Now you wonder why I'm saying this. Look into my heart, but oops, you can't, he ain't revealing this. Love is overwhelming me, his awesomeness is so turned up, turned up.
It's Jesus over that cancer, Jesus over them AIDS, Jesus over your worries,
your worries.
Jesus' blood redeems, he's the King of Kings, who can stand his free? Dreamers will dream dreams, and Satan won't succeed, cause Jesus came to bleed. All them shackles is free, now my eyes can't see, Christ is all we need.
I'm meditating on his awesomeness, tears is in my eyes because his holiness is awesomeness. Presence is like heaven, got me so turned up, turned up. Now you wonder why I'm saying this. Look into my heart, but oops, you can't, he ain't revealing this. Love is overwhelming me, his awesomeness is so turned up, turned up.
I'm meditating on his awesomeness. Hey, that's my jam right there. Excuse me, that's my jam right there. That's that awesomeness by our brother St. Woods here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Hey, amen. You definitely need that track. St., who did the production on that?
Also, Digital Beats, man. Bless me with that. Yes.
Okay, Digital Beats. Shout out to Digital Beats. Definitely see St. Woods on that. Get at him, man. Awesome producer. Amen. Wow, man, that was a blessing, man. I mean, just how it all came together, man. So where can people get the album at before we go any further? I know people are like, okay, I'm feeling that. Where they can get this
yes.
at?
Yes. Well, you know, it's available on my website, saint-woods.com, and you just go to the store and click on the link. It goes for $5, but if you don't got it, just let me know, and we can set some arrangements up. to get it over to you, because it's all about the music, not about the money. But, you know, invested
whoa,
a lot
whoa,
into
whoa,
it.
It feels good to have a real man of God on the program. This brother said it's not about the money either. You know, people going, they going to hit you up. Bless this brother. All my preachers listening in, y'all definitely bless this brother's heart. This brother said he ain't about the money. See, God is going to bless you just because you got that attitude. That's the thing about it. God's going to bless you anyway because you got that attitude about it. My God. Finish giving the information. I just had to say that. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Amen. Okay, you said the information about the CD?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
One more time, you go to the website.
Okay, you go to www.saints-woods.com. And you click on the store, and it will have a link. It's through PayPal, and it's $5 a copy. And, you know, and just enjoy it, man. It's a blessing, and I want everybody to hear it and just worship God on it, man. It's not about me. It's not about what I'm talking about. It's all about Jesus and the music.
Amen, amen. So why you name this Doves and Honey? What's the concept on that?
Well, actually, it was originally I was going to do Jesus Over Problems, but I was just I was getting kind of discouraged, and I was like, I need a revamp. I need to get something that's exciting, that's different, because I'm a different person. I don't want to be a traditional musician. I've never been traditional. I always want to come up with, like, stuff. People be like, what did that mean? So really, you know, Doves and Honey, it's you know, dove in the word of God symbolizes the Holy Spirit. And, you know, honey, you know, it's good to your mouth, but you don't want to eat too much. But really, it's delighted in the Holy Spirit, you know, and we proclaim in Jesus Christ, the Trinity of God, the Trinity, you know what I'm saying, the triune God. So.
So you got this next track that we about to get ready to get into. It's called Blessings to My Enemies. Now, I found, when I heard this track, I said, here's a brother that's saying something that I don't hear too many Christian artists saying. Instead of talking about the persecution and the hate and everything, you're doing what Jesus said. You're saying, I send blessings to my enemies. Not, I'm a ride on my enemies. Not, well, you know, we go through, you know, but I don't, God is going to bring me back from. Yeah, we know that. But what are you doing in the meantime? Are you sending blessings on them? So what made you go to that place on that one?
You know, man, it also comes from the word. You know what I'm saying? It comes from Romans. You know what I'm saying? It says if your enemy is hungry, you know, feed him. If he thirsts, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like revenge is like, you know what I'm saying, we're not supposed to be getting revenge. God said, hey, I will repay. I believe that. I really strongly believe that God will repay because he has thus far. You know what I'm saying? We got to just take the higher road. So this is just the people, man, who you can't help. You know, it's going out witnessing, and this guy act like he just didn't like me being on his porch, you know what I'm saying, trying to talk about Jesus. He's just like, he just really hated me. And I kind of felt discouraged, and I was kind of want to go. I didn't want to go back, but I was like, man, if you try to come at me, man, you know what I'm saying? But I was just like, I just knew I had to just say, hey, God bless you, man. I apologize, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, I think the body of Christ needs something like that, just to remind that we're going to be persecuted, but we still got to bless them. We still got to, you know what I'm saying, our enemies, we still got to be there for them no matter what, because if they get Christ in their life, they're going to change immediately. So it's just the sinner that needs saved, and we need to bless them instead of talking down on them like the world do to their enemies.
Amen, amen. Before you introduce that, listen, y'all can call in at 347, all of y'all on blogtalkradio.com, Nathan on the spot. Y'all can definitely call this number, 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. We're definitely taking your calls for the church roll call. You could definitely push one in anytime and definitely represent your church home, represent your pastor, your apostle, your overseer. Let them know where you churching at. Let them know where you getting your praise on at. Let them know where you're getting that sound doctrine at here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. So, man of God, go ahead and introduce this track we're about to get into.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, this is Blessings to My Enemies by St. Woods, myself. Just enjoy this, you know, and listen to the lyrics, you know, and just let God through this song bless you.
Kingdom Voice.
DH. JLP. SW.
Blessings us and blessings to my enemies. It's alright if you partners not feeling me. Blessings us and blessings to my enemies. Praying for the ones who want the end of me. Since I came about that sin, none of my songs getting no spins. Relationships gone with most of my friends. Prodigal son eating with pigs, drinking that lick and smoking them sticks. Talking about me, my wife, and my kids. Get on my knees and pray to God. Even though just lost my job. Thugs in the hood love to rob. Keep my wallet tucked in my sleeve. Even though it's empty and deep. Maxed out credit cards mislead. I thank God for that good news. And all my enemies should too. Ain't no telling what I would do. Yes, I know what I could do. But I'm redeemed so I'm too new. Words from the air like a blue suit. I'ma do it right the second time around. I'ma live for Christ forever right now. Preaching to the souls to get the lost found. Bump this in your speakers, let that be pound. Christ, 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 let go. Blessings, I send blessings to my enemies. It's alright if you partners not feeling me. Blessings, I send blessings to my enemies. Praying for the ones who want the end of me. I'm hanging up like a flat screen. The Holy Ghost keep my raps clean. You cursing me, but what's happening? Since you overtook by them demons, I know you just need Jesus. Stay in and out of season. My throat is rising, my voice is clear. His kingdom come, his kingdom's near. I spread the word, I spread it here. You talk a lot, but you don't know me. They trying to trap me, they all on me. But I'm set apart, that means hope. I'm making points like I be Kobe. I'm blocking darts like I'm Team Goldie. They backwards like Brad Jones. I'm keeping faith in them holy scripts. Switch the blood like a phony crit. Not switching back, my spirit's rich. I'm swimming in that faith, I let the doubt and drown. Winning lost souls, jewels in my crown. Praises to my God, I make with every sound. This is how it is when we come around. Christ, 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 Christ. Blessings, I send blessings to my enemies. It's alright if you partners not feeling me. Blessings, I send blessings to my enemies. Praying for the ones who want the end of me.
So they'll reap heap of coals over their heads, amen. Now you know why Saul was so aggravated at David, because he showed him nothing but that Christian love, amen, in the name of Jesus. What they just heard, man of God?
They just heard that blessing to my enemies, man, and it's been probably getting the most feedback from people about that song individually on the whole album, man, and I'm just blessed, man, just to, that God gave me that. Yes.
Blessings to my enemies. Amen. That's a blessing right there. I mean, you could preach a sermon on that forever on that one. My God, yeah. This story's all out through the Bible on that one right there. Man, praise the Lord. Listen, man of God, What's your classic gospel rap album? And shout out to Prophetess Lenine Hanaya. Amen. Shout out to her down there doing her thing, Dr. Intimacy. Definitely get her book, Sexually Transmitted Demons. You can go ahead and Google that, and you definitely get the book. Awesome book. I read it. But what's your classic gospel rap album?
You know, man, I love that Noah's Ark music, man. I'm waiting on that Faith Walker, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm waiting to get that right there. So I know that's going to be a classic. And, you know, really, man, you know, you got, like, just, I feel like a Christian rap is like hip-hop in the 80s or the 70s. Like, it's so new, man. It's like, you know, Lecrae, God has put him there. You know what I'm saying, to be, you know, just that pioneer for, because even being in the world, I think people, secular artists, can only identify him as a Christian rapper. Like, he's, you know what I'm saying, it's not really a big market, you know what I'm saying, for it. You know, it took him 10 years to sell, for his whole record label to sell a million copies, you know, and Jay-Z or Kanye West, probably, they did that in 1 week. And so it took us 10 years to accumulate, you know, 1 million, but, you know, you got Toby Keith, Toby Mac, you know what I'm saying? He's a Christian rapper, but
what would you consider yourself? Would you consider yourself a Christian rapper or rapper who happens to be a Christian, or, you know, how would you want yourself to be classified?
Well, I got a song called Redeemed, and I said, I'm a fast preacher, like basically like just fast preachers, man. We're coming from the Word of God, and you know what I'm saying, and people is hearing the Word of God. I want people to hear the Word of God in a creative way that they can relate to, but it's preaching, it's fast preaching, you know what I'm saying, we're preaching with music, you know what I'm saying, but I like the whole, people say holy hip-hop, and you know, really it's just music, man, you know, it's not really classified. I think we're better. We need to be different. It's just not hip hop. It's not in the box. We can do pop music. You know, I want to go on a pop type sound, even some Christian rock. Like, I don't want to just be in a Christian rapper box because God owns everything. We can branch off to any type of genre of music because that's just what it is. We can get away with it, you know.
Okay, since you say that, you singing on the album?
Yes, I got a song called Favor, and it's for my wife, you know, he's blessing me with favor, and I know it's true, he's blessing me with favor because he gave me you, so, yeah, you got one song.
Shout out to First Lady Woods.
Yes, shout out to India.
Amen. So how's married life treating you, man of God? I mean, I know you just celebrated 4 years, eh?
Oh, yes, man, it's just anniversary, man, and just blessed, man, that I can be saved, you know what I'm saying, married, and God is just the head of my marriage, you know what I'm saying, and because God knows, man, me with women, you know what I'm saying, if I wasn't married when I had got saved, and I really wasn't even caring about marriage like that. I know it's covenant, you know what I'm saying, that's the number one reason why God is mad at America. People think it's because all this other stuff, but really, the main reason is that we're covenant breakers. We break covenants. We get all these divorces. We just break so much covenants. Like, you know what I'm saying? And we gotta just have God in it. And you know what I'm saying? But it's real nice, man. It's pleasant. You know, I don't gotta worry about, you know, sex and other things and other women. I can just come home and I know my bed is not defiled. And that's just a good thing.
Yes. Well, we love marriage here on EMG Radio, amen.
Yeah.
Nathan on the spot. I know Pastor Hill, he loves marriage, amen, amen. We big on that on these parts, amen. Amen.
Better marry
hallelujah. Yes, sir. You better marry that. Amen. We don't shacking. No Shaquille's O'Neal's, amen. Amen.
No way.
But who did the B production? Did Digital do the whole B production on this whole album?
No, actually, my cousin, he did half. He did five. Vonz, he's in Louisiana. He's currently in the Army. And he did five tracks. He produced five tracks, and Digital Beast did three, the first three songs on the album. Yeah.
Okay, I know about Vonz, amen. He's doing production work on my joint, The Lazarus Project. Shout out to Vonz, amen. Definitely talented, gifted producer, amen. Definitely gifted. Do magical things, amen. No pun intended, amen. Amen. So, What's next for you, man of God, as we get into this next track, Marvel Real? What's next for you?
I'm starting the Saints Only Die Once live shows at the Arsenal in Columbus, Ohio. Whereas, you know what I'm saying, I booked the event and I'm going to perform, and I'm also getting other gospel acts around. I want everybody, whoever can come from other state, you know what I'm saying, to just come and just, you know, do a performance. And then also come in the spring. I already got songs for the next album, Whenever Is Ever. Should be dropping later on this year. I don't know. Just moving these copies. My goal was to do 1,000 CDs before the year was over, but we just had 300 copies sold. But you know, we just still believe in God, man, and just grateful for that, because it wasn't easy doing that in the month and not even 2 months. You know.
Man, that's good. I mean, that's good. I mean, independently, that's definitely good. You know, 10,000 is platinum in the hoods of America. So, definitely, you definitely got a project who could reach that. Definitely could reach that. But tell us about this song, Marvel Real.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Marvel Real. You know, I want to be different. You know, God bless me with just a creative mind. You know, just to not look at and make things. So I always been making up my own words, putting two words together. So. I had Realicool, like a Realicool is a real musical, and Marvelous and Real, I made Marvel Real. It's just, you know, telling, you know, it's for people. The beat is just so, you know, different. And I know, like, people in secular world, they love it, because the beat, it just drags you in. And it's the number one track on the song, on the album, and it's just telling about the marvelousness of God. Everything goes back to Jesus and my music. You know, everything points to the cross. Everything points to God. You know, I don't want no glory. That's not, I'm not worthy of no glory. He's worthy of all the glory. So it's just how marvelous and real he is, and telling people to hold on and people not believing, you know what I'm saying? Just telling that God is there, and just believe, and he will come through right at that time where you're about to fall off that cliff. He'll make a provision for you, you know? So.
Yes. Powerful. Well, this is Marvel Real by St. Woods. Let's get into it. You heard it here.
Over problems with my sign read. Reading in his word, keep my mind free. Addicted to his love, cause I can't leave. No other love is better, that's the way it be. Winning lost souls, trying to spread the wealth. He's always right there when I need his help. God give me strength like Samson. Yeah, we are the car, no Samson. Man, look at the flowers and trees, the whole earth, the universe, declare that he is king. Now, he's pacing on them, he's facing on them, marathons, we racing on them, bail bonds, got cases on them. Like to welcome you to the doves and honey, where we follow God and not mammon money. Sometimes it's gonna rain, it's not always sunny, but even in the clouds, they can't take him from me. Now we all trying to win this race, keeping up with this thing called life. Sometimes it feels like God ain't there, but my dear is gonna be alright, because he's marvelous and real. Yeah. Marvelous real. Yeah. Because he's marvelous and real. No feeling bluer in my jeans. It's gonna come true because I believe. He's in the top, not in the box. Breathe, exhale, release. Feels good to be redeemed.
We can't erase like backspace. Intrigued by his mercy, plus I need more of that grace. None of us is worthy, like a slave with a black face. Accused of being holy, cause the church is where my cash stay. Relax, bae, and hell is where the bad stay. I'm quitting with this fast pace, we living in the last day. My flesh dead, now my spirit's living. Eternal life is what my God has given. Satan losing and the saints is winning. You crying later cause now you grinning. Heaven, hell, ain't no intermission. Dreaming dreams, some is seeing visions. Pay attention to the way you listen. And did I mention? Now we all trying to win this race. Keeping up with the same call life. Sometimes it feels like God ain't there, but my dear is gonna be alright, because he's marvelous and real. Yeah. Marvelous real. Yeah. Because he's marvelous and real.
God, man. Oh, man. Tell them what they just heard, man of God.
I just heard Marvin Real by St. Woods, track number one off Doves and Honey. It's just a blessing, man. It's actually just shot the video for that last week, so it should be coming after the new year. So, praise
Definitely
God.
Definitely keep us posted. Definitely keep us posted on when you dropping the videos and everything. I know everybody just mellowed out on them lines and online and everything like that, but you still got time to get your calls in, 347-945-5416. Don't be scared. I know y'all still mad from last week where the lines was clogged up. You can get in and show your love to this man of God. He's authentic. He's Marvel real. He's doing his thing. Definitely support this ministry. Give out your information, man of God, so the leaders can definitely know how to book you in their churches and their services.
Yes, yes. You can go to my website. It's www.saint-woods.com. Anytime you can, if you want to book, if you want to check out some videos, news, photos, do a track, and just hit me up right there. Or you can hit me up at St. Woods on Facebook. And yeah, that's about all. Just reach out, and I'm here, man. I get back. If I'm not too busy, but I'll get back with you as soon as convenient.
Amen. So where you churching at, man of God? What's the name of church you churching at?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so actually, I attend Rhema Christian Center, Columbus, Ohio, Apostle Lafayette Scales. Ooh. And it's real, real good, real, real. Learn a lot, man. It's Bible teaching. It's all that, man. The Holy Spirit is there, you know. Yes.
Definitely shout out to Apostle over there at Rhema. Definitely shout out to, I felt that quickening of the Holy Spirit when you say in the man of God name, amen. So shout out to him, amen. Definitely over there, Raymond, all the saints over there doing their thing, amen. Getting that sound teaching, getting that five-fold teaching, amen. So blessings for that. So listen, give out your website and all that information. Oh, we got a caller in. Caller, welcome to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. You're on the line. We got St. Woods in the building. Give your name, please.
This is Dr. Intimacy calling in.
Wow, Prophetess. We have Prophetess Lenine Hanaya, also known as Dr. Intimacy. She will definitely be joining us, amen, on our pre-intimacy edition of EMG Radio. She's going to help relieve all them hotels of all their people trying to go out there on Valentine's Day. She's going to be doing a well-expound teaching, amen, that Monday on the mantle of God. I believe that's the 10th. I believe it's the 10th or the 11th that Monday, amen. But Prophetess, definitely, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. I am really enjoying your guest today, Saint. I just wanted to show my love to you. I definitely was relating to when you were talking about how you had the vision in the church. You saw God's feet. I mean, my spirit just leapt because so many times when I'm bowing down in worship and intimacy is my thing, hence the name Dr. Intimacy, is all about being intimate with God. And it's so many times that I'm bowing down in worship and I see his feet. And that's all I see is his feet. And I will just cry and cry, you know, just on the feet, you know. So I felt that so much when you were saying that. And I can definitely hear the intimacy in your rap music. And like Faith Walker said, that's really unusual for Christian rap to have that level of intimacy in it, because I find that a lot of Christian artists are really just emulating what is done in the world, and they slap a gospel label on it. But I definitely hear a personal walk and an intimacy with God and what you do. I appreciate you. I thank you for being on the show tonight. Really glad Faith Walker had you on, and I definitely want to get some of your music.
I really, truly appreciate that. That's a blessing, that, you know, confirmation too from that vision, because it's more visions than that. And but that was just so powerful, and I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you sharing that with me, just confirming, you know, that God, his body is stretched out, you know, everywhere.
Amen.
Definitely. Yeah, let them know where you're churching at, Prophetess, Dr. Intimacy. Where you churching at down there?
All right. I'm at Lone Star Church over in West Dallas with my anointed pastor, Hersey Hammonds III. Don't forget the three.
Well, shout out to Pastor Hershey's.
Hersey.
Okay, Pastor Hurst. Okay, amen. He got some gigawatts coming out of that ministry. All right, let me find out, amen. Shout out to you, Pastor, down there, amen. Thank you, and thank you, your ministry, amen. You have definitely an anointed woman of God out of that ministry, amen. So we definitely bless God for you. You have any shout-outs you want to give, Prophetess Dr. Intimacy?
Oh, no, just to you, Faith Walker, for being faithful, walking faithfully, as your name means, and I'm really looking forward to the intimacy edition of the show in February. Definitely, I'm getting ready for that already.
We're
about to mess up some people's Valentine's plans, I'll tell you that.
I know folks like, what is she talking about? See, there, y'all got to stay tuned. This woman of God goes in. She goes in, amen. Listen, Doc, we thank you for joining us, taking the time out of your busy schedule. We know you're a national prophetess, amen, doing all these wonderful things that you're doing out there in the realm. So thank you for definitely taking time out to just listen to us.
Amen. Pleasure to be here. Good night, guys.
All right, God bless you.
Listen, saints of the Most High God, 347-945-5416, the Kingdom Voice of Gospel program. We got St. Woods in the building. We just went through three of his tracks. We went through that awesomeness. That's my banger right there. And then we sent blessings to our enemies. If you see your enemy out there, just run up and give him a hug. Give him a prayer. Amen. Then we got into that Marvel Reel. That Marvel Reel is like, you can just kick back. I'm talking about you put that in your car, you sit back and you ride out, and you're just like, yes, God is good. I mean, he's just so good. Don't you feel the intimacy, the oneness with God as this man of God ministers the music, amen, by the Spirit of God? So definitely support this ministry, support this movement, the Doves and Honey. Give them that information one more time.
Yes, people. I can be reached at www.saint-woods.com, or you can hit me up on Facebook at Saint Woods, and anything is will be appreciated. Just really want to get the music out there, and you know, tell your friends and tell their friends, and we can make some things happen with each other.
Amen. Definitely. Y'all still have time to get your church roll call shout-outs in as we get ready to come to the close in the next 15 minutes. I want to ask this man of God, who you want to do a collab with, amen? What artists out there on the scene that you said, man, I wouldn't mind doing a track with them?
Well, you know, I got one, you know, Faith with you, man, Faith Walker, man.
Oh, shout out, big up, big up.
Yeah, yeah, we got some things we're going to work on. Man, really, let me see. I like, what's her name, Kari Joby. You heard of her before?
I heard the name, but I don't know personally yet.
She's a Christian singer. She sings "After All, You Are Sovereign." She's like she's a gospel singer. I can't really think of nothing right now. But just about anybody just doing music that's proclaiming Jesus Christ, I'm open to work with. And you know, especially new people who just got saved and who still in music, I would love to work with them as well. And you know, just anybody who's putting out the gospel, can't really think of no specific person right now, but just, you know, I'm going to work with as much gospel acts as possible. You know,
amen. Amen. Definitely, definitely, man. So how many kids you got, man? You got any, how many, I know you got a little girl. How many kids you got?
Yeah, I have four children. I got a seven-year-old daughter, which I had at a young age. I had her at 17. And I have a four-year-old son and a almost two-year-old son and an eight-month-year-old daughter. She just turned eight. She's her 8 months today on the 29th as well. And it's just been a blessing, man. Just, you know, seeing your kids grow up before you is you know, it's humbling, and it's just it's a blessing.
They said if you could teach your kids, you can teach anybody. What has it been like just really presenting the gospel to your offspring, to your seeds, just bringing the gospel to them and like, whoa, you know, they starting to get it. Say Jesus. Jesus, yo, you got it. Okay. You know, what's that been like?
Oh, yes. I've been incredible, man. My son, my one-year-old, he's about to be two in February. You know, I just always just say hallelujah. He tried to say it. You know what I'm saying? Just praying, laying my hands on them with oil, you know, anointing my wife and my kids, and just, you know, praying for them, and them just, you know, they just looking at me like, what's going on? But I know after a while they're gonna start emulating that, and you know what I'm saying, and just keep doing it, stay consistent with kids. That's the number one thing: stay consistent with the things of God, and you know what I'm saying, and they won't depart from it, man. Just raise them up in the way it should be, where they should go, and they won't never depart. And if they do, they still know, you know, where the truth is at.
Well, sticking on the topic of family, what is one of the things that you learned that you can consider? What is the kingdom marriage to St. Woods? What is a kingdom marriage?
A kingdom marriage is just, you know, loyalty, faithfulness, and, you know, understanding. Even though, you know what I'm saying, when I first got saved, my pastor in North Carolina, I always refer back to him. But I was just, you know, my wife, she really wasn't, you know what I'm saying, she was following me because she like, lets me lead, you know what I'm saying? That's what I really love about her. She lets me be the head, and she not trying to, you know, demean no women, like she not her staying her place, but she just know how to, you know, let me lead because she know that's what is how it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, naturally, how it was from the beginning of time. But just what kingdom marriage mean mostly is just faithfulness, man, just loyalty, you know what I'm saying, knowing that your problems, you're going to have issues, but just talk them through. Don't go to bed mad at each other, you know, just stuff like that, and just keep it fresh and just tell them you love each other, pray with each other, you know, talk about the Bible stories, just all type of things that's kingdom marriage, and just make sure God, we both on the same level of our giving, tithing, you know, had an issue with that with her. We're just making sure we're both on the same level so we can receive what God has for us as one body, because we're not two people. We're one body. We're one flesh, you know.
My Lord. So what would you say to that brother that's out there? He say, yo, Saint, I hear what you're saying, man, about the whole marriage thing, but, man, I ain't there yet. What are some blessings that you would just, some jewels that you would just pass on to that brother who maybe ain't married and said, man, I don't know, man, I'm just going to do me?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just talking to my guy the other day, man. He's thinking about marriage. What I'll just tell him is, you know, what the Word of God say, man, and I don't want, like, sugarcoating the Word because I wouldn't want nobody to sugarcoat it with me, so I go to people how I want them to come to me. I just tell them, man, if you're not going to be married, man, if you got a woman, you live with her, man, that's, you know what I'm saying, hey, if you're going to be with her, just get married her, because, you know what I'm saying, you in sin, you're committing fornication, you know what I'm saying, with that woman, because your bed is defiled, and God cannot, he cannot look on that sin. That's why God couldn't look at Jesus on the cross, because he took on all our sin. You know what I'm saying? God is not, he's not sin, you know what I'm saying, and that's sin. And the way to beat that sin is just to marry her, and God will bless y'all, you know what I'm saying? So if you you know, you can't, you don't want to get married, just, you know, be abstinent, what I would say, what I would have to do if I wasn't married in the body of Christ, or even not, just wait till you find that one, man, just pray about it. If you can't hold yourself, you can't have self-control, God will, he will make a way. He's not going to have you out here, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, man, trying to go whoremonger and stuff like that. So just be patient with God, and he'll send the right one, and, you know, you can have all the loving you want.
Hey, man. Have you noticed the shift in your ministry, from music ministry to going into ministering the word of God by the anointing? Have you noticed God shifting you more and more into releasing words more now than ever?
Oh, yes. I mean, not just, you know, that comes from reading the word, being in the word every day. Like, I pray when I first got saved that, you know what I'm saying, that I cannot sleep, that I say, Lord, don't let me sleep. If I don't read the word, don't even let me get rest. I want a burden. I want it to hurt me if I don't read my word, you know what I'm saying? So just to have that, I can't go to sleep without reading, just in that word. And really the word to me is examples, you know what I'm saying? It's so rich in just everything. It's the answer to all our life's problems, all our life's issues. And when you know that word, it's just, man, it's the Holy Spirit. It's talking. It's just, it does wonders. And when you can speak that, you're speaking God's word, and it's automatically, you know what I'm saying? Jesus said, if I'll be lifted up, he will draw all men. So Jesus Christ is the word became flesh. Jesus is the word. So when we talk about the word, we're proclaiming Jesus Christ, and he's going to lift, and he's going to draw those people. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, that comes from the word of God, just speaking in the anointing, you know, of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Also, shout out to Apostle Lewis Gordon up there, Chicago, Illinois. Shout out to y'all. Definitely Apostle Sylvester, amen. Definitely shout out to you, amen. All the saints definitely showing this man of God love, amen. Definitely get the album, That Doves and Honey, That Holy Spirit, and the words that are sweet, amen, tasting to see that the Lord is good. Man, it's awesome work that God has just been doing in your ministry, amen, and your family. I mean, the way to see that the relationship, amen, that you display, you make it no secret about the love you have for your family, your wife, your kids, and that's just a blessing, man, that you allow God to have full control of your life and your ministry, man, and he's just going to continue to just take you places, man. I mean, he's just really going to take you places that you only dream to imagine, amen. I know it's just all about God, man. And I think even in ministry, you know, a lot of times when you have that type of zeal, it, you know, it comes against people who may have one time had that zeal, maybe had that thirst and hunger after the righteousness of God that you have now. But I just bless God for you in this season where he has you and your family, amen, just to go forth in his name. It's just going to get better, amen. So I just bless God for you taking time out of your schedule to join us here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. This has been a blessing for me, blessing my household, you know, blessing my confidence, you know, because this is a, you know, it's a good thing. And I thank God for you, man, and your ministry, you know what I'm saying, and your obedience, you know, to God, you know, and that's not going unnoticed as well, man. It's a good thing coming for you, you know what I'm saying. I see you just around the world, just getting the gospel to villages and stuff, man, just proclaiming Jesus Christ. And just happy to know you, man. I appreciate you. God bless you. And just I appreciate you for having me. It's been an honor to just minister, you know what I'm saying, play my songs, and you know, hopefully somebody got something out of something. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We're going to bring you back. When you going to drop that next album? We're going to definitely bring you back.
Yeah. Well, I really want to push this Doves and Honey. You know, it's my first Christian album. And I'll probably be pushing this to, like, the spring, because I still got to do the Blessings to My Enemies video. And hopefully,
okay,
man, when we do the extravaganza, man, this summer, we can probably, I bring my camera guy or something. You got a camera guy. We can just you know, probably shoot another video, man, and do some things to the remix awesomeness. I probably just whatever God has, man. And
yes, sir.
But yeah, the album might. I'm thinking of like another November, December release. Maybe just right now. It's whenever is ever. So we'll just work on it, man. And you know, in due time, I'll let you know. I'll keep in touch.
Definitely we'll get it done. Amen. If you had anything else that you would want to leave, what you want people to remember about you, St. Woods, and the Doves and Honey Project?
What I want people to remember is that, you know, God's body stretches, the body of Christ stretches out far reach. And I just want people to have people in the body of Christ to have a spirit of discernment in this time, you know what I'm saying? You know, because Isaiah said, cursed is the people who says good is evil and evil is good, you know, with this rap. A lot of people don't really agree with it. But we proclaim in Jesus Christ, you know what I'm saying? That's what St. Woods is all about. It's what Doves and Honey is about, you know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, I pray for it and just want to reach the masses. And it's doing that slowly but surely. And just pray for me, pray for the ministry. And just God bless everybody with peace, with his peace and favor. And that's all. It's about all in Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Saint, definitely thank you for stopping by. Amen. On behalf of EMG Radio and the Praisement Media Group, definitely you go on the Twitters. We got representatives on there on Twitter at Almega Waters, Almega Waters. That's on Twitter. Definitely connect with all the representatives that they got on the social media sites. On the spot, Nathan, definitely leave messages on the blogtalkradio.com pages /Nathan on the spot. Go there, show your love. Be blessed. Also, we got our blog spot. It's ran by K.L. Belvin of Braven Publishing. He takes care of that. Interpraisement.blogspot.com. You definitely go on there, show your love on there. New posters will be coming out this week. Amen. We had to do a lot of reorganization. Amen. Next Sunday, we're going to have Young Hope in the building. Alabama's own Young Hope, DJ Young Hope, will definitely be in the building. Definitely going to get into his album, amen, and talk a little bit. And then that Monday, we're going to have the Faith Distribution Center. We're going to have Pastor Desmond Tamar Carruthers of Walk by Faith International Ministries down there in ATL, Georgia. Shout out to them. So we definitely got a busy month lineup on EMG Radio. So you can catch us tomorrow. We're going to have Pastor Isaiah Robinson. We're going to put him on the spot about his pastoral mantle. So catch us back here about 9 o'clock tomorrow for the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We're going to go in. We're going to get some jewels. We're going to see about that pastoral mantle of the man of God. We're going to see what the Lord is saying at that hour, at that particular time. So govern yourselves accordingly. All my leaders that are listening in, all you prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, we definitely going to put the man of God on the spot. So definitely, I hope you enjoyed yourself. On behalf of EMG Radio, on the spot, Nathan, amen. God bless you. Thank you, St. Woods, for joining us. We out. Peace. Doves and Honey.
Meditating, focused on this awesomeness. Tears is in my eyes because this holiness is awesomeness. Presence is like heaven, got me so, so, so turned up, turned up.
We run away, he never leaves, he's always there. I feel his breeze, these hard times make me wanna grieve. I'ma hold on, I'ma keep the faith. I'ma finish well, gonna win the race. I'ma skip hell, I need his grace. The enemy stay in my face, trying to cause harm up in my place. Throwing darts, can't see the trace. My God is there, my God is great. He never lose, he blows away. He don't lie, does what he say.
I'm meditating on his awesomeness. Tears is in my eyes because his holiness is awesomeness. Presence is like heaven, got me so, so, so turned up. Turned up. Now
Now you wonder why I'm saying this. Look into my heart, but Uchu Kang, he ain't revealing this. Love is overwhelming me, his awesomeness is so turned up. Turned up.
I'm blowing up my doubts, I'm blowing up these chains, I'm blowing up this pain. I'm soaking up this rain, cause joy is what I claim, and peace is what I gain. I deny this old flesh, now my kids gon' be blessed. I rebuke all this stress. This life is all a test, so it's no need to flex, cause eternal life is next.
I'm meditating on his awesomeness. Tears is in my eyes because his holiness is awesomeness. Presence is like heaven, got me so turned up. Turned up. Now you wonder why I'm saying this. Look into my heart, but Uchu Kang, he ain't revealing this. Love is overwhelming me, his awesomeness is so turned up. Turned up.
It's Jesus over that cancer, Jesus over them AIDS, Jesus over your worries. Jesus' blood redeems, he's the King of Kings, who can stand his free? Dreamers will dream dreams, and Satan won't succeed, cause Jesus came to bleed. All them shackles is free, now my eyes can't see, Christ is all we need.
I'm meditating on his awesomeness. Tears is in my eyes because his holiness is awesomeness. Presence is like heaven, got me so turned up. Turned up. Now you wonder why I'm saying this. Look into my heart, but Uchu Kang, he ain't revealing this. Love is overwhelming me, his awesomeness is so turned up. Turned up.
Problems with my sign read. Reading in his word, keep my mind free. Addicted to his love, cause I can't leave. No other love is better, that's the way it be. Winning lost souls, trying to spread the wealth. He's always right there, when I need his help. God give me strength like Samson. Yeah, we are the card, no Samson. Man, look at the flowers and trees, the whole earth, the universe, declare that he is king. Now, he's pacing on them, he's facing on them, marathons, we racing on them, bail bonds, got cases on them. Like to welcome you to the doves and honey, where we follow God and not mammon money. Sometimes it's gonna rain, it's not always sunny, but even in the clouds, they can't take him from me. Now we all trying to win this race, keeping up with this thing called life. Sometimes it feels like God ain't there, but my dear, it's gonna be alright, because he's marvelous and real. Yeah. Marvelous real. Yeah. Because he's marvelous and real. No feeling bluer than my jeans. It's gonna come true because I believe. He's in the top, not in the box. Breathe, exhale, release. Feels good to be redeemed. We can't erase like backspace. Intrigued by his mercy, plus I need more of that grace. None of us is worthy, like a slave with a black face. Accused of being holy, cause the church is where my cash stay. Relax, bae, in hell is where the bad stay. I'm quitting with this fast pace, we living in the last day.
My flesh dead, now my spirit's living. Eternal life is what my God has given. Satan losing and the saints is winning. You crying later, cause now you grinning. Heaven, hell, ain't no intermission. Dreaming dreams, some is seeing visions. Pay attention to the way you listen. And did I mention? Now we all trying to win this race. Keeping up with this thing called life. Sometimes it feels like God ain't there, but my dear is gonna be alright, because he's marvelous and real. Yeah. Marvelous real. Yeah. Because he's marvelous and real.